Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 229, Fasting and the Christian. Fasting or abstaining from food for spiritual purposes is a practice often misunderstood by Christians. Since it is natural in times of great grief to lose the appetite, some have concluded that this is the fasting Jesus expected of his disciples after his departure. These references are noted in Matthew 6, verses 6 through 18, Matthew chapter 9, verse 14, Mark the second chapter, verses 18 through 20, and Luke 5, verse 35. Some religious groups have set aside seasons and days when their followers are expected to refrain from eating or are to refuse to eat certain foods. Perhaps these practices have added to the confusion of Christians' thinking on the subject of fasting. History indicates that man in all ages and among all nations has engaged in fasting. It has been used for many purposes, including ceremonials, mourning, or as an aid to building self-control and as a method for gaining spiritual strength. The late Mahatma Gandhi gained world attention through his extensive fasting. It's been used by both groups and individuals and is widely practiced today. Many groups have found hunger strikes more powerful than violence in obtaining their purposes. Recently, a group of teenagers did without food for 24 hours in order to gain understanding of the hungry populations of the world. The money they saved on their food was then sent to rescue missions in India. Many Christians today have experienced the blessings that can come only to one who has dedicated a season to fasting and prayer to Jehovah. Biblical examples of fasting indicate that it was only once commanded as a regular ritual on the Day of Atonement, as indicated in Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, and verse 27. But it was practiced by God's people both individually and in groups. Sometimes it was commanded by leaders. Sometimes it was voluntary. God's people fasted for many purposes. David, to humble his soul, to entreat God in behalf of his sick son, for his enemies, and in mourning for the death of Saul and his sons. In times of great crisis, the children of God usually turned to their Father, confessing their sins, praying, and fasting, entreating his favor, and the scriptures indicate that God usually blessed them. In one case, that of the Ninevites, he even repented and changed his plans for destroying them. Fasting was habitual for John's disciples in Matthew 9 and verse 14, for Anna, as recorded in Luke the second chapter, verses 26 and 27, and for the Pharisees, Matthew 9 and verse 14, for Cornelius, Acts 10 and verse 30, and for Paul, 2 Corinthians 6 verse 5, and chapter 11 and verse 27. Jesus fasted 40 days and nights and told the disciples of John that his disciples would fast when the bridegroom was taken from them, Matthew chapter 9 and verse 15. Move God, for in Isaiah chapter 58 verses 3 through 9, the people ask, "Why have we fasted, and thou seest it not?" And the answer is given, "Behold, you fast only to quarrel, and to fight, and to hit with the wicked fist. Fasting like yours this day will not make your voice to be heard on high." Again in Jeremiah chapter 14 and verse 12, the Lord said, "Though they fast, I will not hear their cry." Here the Lord's people had turned to the wickedness, and the prophet was asked to refrain even from praying for them. In Zechariah chapter 7 and verse 5, their fasting was lost because of wickedness. Thus, fasting is not a substitute for righteousness. Fasting, like any other act of devotion, can be empty and for show only. Hence the Pharisee of Luke chapter 18 and verse 12, who fasted twice a week, was not justified. Jesus condemns as hypocrites those who wear a sad countenance, that they may appear to men to fast, Matthew 6 and verse 16. It is easy to understand why fasting is not popular today. with so much emphasis on pleasure and self-indulgence as constituting the good life, any appeal to self-denial is unpopular. Eating has been regarded as one of the nation's greatest problems, especially eating for enjoyment. This very condition actually enhances the value of fasting for a person with this attitude, if he could be persuaded to try it. The physical aspect of fasting is beyond the scope of this lesson. Health and body condition is such a highly individualized matter that its results cannot be generalized. There are few, if any, however, who could not leave off a meal now and then to the benefit of their physical well-being. Fasting, like prayer, may bring blessings to the participant apart from the special blessings bestowed by the Heavenly Father. For the person who would gain in self-control, it is excellent practice. It may contribute to weight control and economy of time and food cost, but like prayer, Jesus taught that its greatest benefit would come from the special blessings of God. Perhaps our strongest New Testament teaching was on this subject is from the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus was teaching that we should be careful not to make a show of our religion before men. When we do an act of charity, pray, or fast, they should be done without public attention. And with each of these, it is stated that your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will regard you. Matthew 6, verses 1 through 8. Doesn't it seem likely that he expected his followers to fast, since he gave them instructions for the proper way to conduct it? Christians today would do well to consider fasting as a means of drawing closer to God or gaining spiritual strength. It is not a command. It is a privilege. In times of great stress, it is a way of communicating with the Lord, and if it is sincere and dedicated to God, it will be regarded by Him. You should read Matthew chapter 6, verse 18.
The message of just